Hoodstock, Reel 7.
When you were describing the activities of your experimental unit in Richmond Park, I wondered whether that was the first time that you had tried to move a balloon without deflating it.
I think it was in England, but we did try one experiment in France, and we were walking towards the Somme battlefront from Vimy Ridge, and we had no gas cylinders. And they came up by train, always by rail, and they weren't there as expected. And the CO thought, oh, very well, it's only a matter of 6 or 7 miles. We're walking. He said, you, he said, that was the driver, you go very steadily, 4 miles, 5 miles an hour. And the crew, manning there, holding down ropes, will walk with you, if need be, over the fields, but we get there. Yes, sir. We started off, and I was quite safe. But what we didn't reckon on was the huge sweep of this wire cable, which was really acting as a more or less a minesweeper. It was collecting all the telephone wires between the trees imaginable. And it began to have a widow weeds look, black wire festooned from various parts of the rigging, and the ship was about 80 foot up, I suppose, well clear of the treetops. And we looked at this black wire, which we didn't realise then at the time was field telephone wire, rubber covered steel wire, very tough, and we were tearing down the telephonic communications between battalion headquarters, HQ in France. We were tearing the lot down by our cable, and we went along quite merrily. We thought, we're doing well, with all the bits of wire, that's nothing. Until a galloping officer from the signals came up, and he was blue in the face with fury. Take that bloody bladder away, he said, take it away. If you don't take it away, he said, I'll shoot holes through the bloody thing. And he had his revolver there. And also, look at the excitement, what an excitable man. Because I don't easily excite, no, I'm not boasting, I don't easily flap. No, just looking at him and his horse, fluff, in a lather of froth it was. Of course, the old man says, and he was senior, my old man was senior in rank to the infantry officer. He said, first of all, he said, I must apologise for any damage we may have done, he said, but I want you to bear in mind, he said, that I am your senior. He said, sir, on his horse. And he apologised, and we bedded the balloon down right away, at once, in this meadow, with hedges all round. And nothing else for it but to wait for a day or two, get the cylinders from the railway station and reinflate and go. And or rather, transport it, deflate it, and then reinflate, which we did. And we did help the signals people by offering our transport to relay the wires if they were short of transport, and it was surprising the damage we'd done by dragging this wire cable across the entire face of the fighting front. Of course, they were another blow and back in the wire. Then, of course, it was us pulling all the wires down. We heard later that there were some nice signals passed between our CO and the signals people concerned. It all blew over very nasty, but at the moment it was very nasty, because we were disrupting the whole field of communications, in which they'd taken great care and labour probably to lay down. But we was a nigger in the woodpile, and I thought he was going to shoot us, this man on the horse, but he was only doing his job after all. But a little exciting interlude, so we had to pull down and just deflate our bladder, which the man threatened to do with his revolver.
Properly. Hold stock 8 and end.